It is a warm day in the village where Kaya lives with her family and community, a tribe of Hopi Native Americans in the American Southwest. Today is the beginning of summer. Kaya sits in the doorway of her home, which is connected to many other homes. They are all made of clay. Even in the heat, the walls and floor feel cool to the touch. Kaya looks out over the rugged, reddish-brown landscape, taking in the beauty of her village. It's surrounded by dozens of tall cacti, all different shades of green, some dark and some light. They are covered in pointy little spines. Some of them have yellow and white flowers at the ends of their arms. Others have a round red fruit on top. These prickly pears appear vivid and bright against the muted, earthy colors of the desert. Kaya walks toward the center of the village. The warm morning sun shines on her skin. The bare ground crunches gently underneath her sandals, sending an almost unnoticeable cloud of dust into the air with each step. Children giggle as they play games and run around the village. She passes a group of women sitting in a circle. Wooden looms in their laps weave cloths and fabrics with intricate designs. Kaya greets the women with a smile and a brief morning pleasantry. Pausing only momentarily before continuing on to the edge of the village. Today, Kaya is going to visit a nearby Navajo village. They call themselves the Diné people, but outsiders call them Navajo. They don't live far. In fact, Kaya can practically see their village from here. The flat, bare desert offers an unimpeded view for miles. She's going to visit her good friend Dolly, a girl about her own age and a member of this Navajo village. One day, a few years back, a rare rain had refreshed the dry and dusty land. Temporary streams weaved across the desert. These were always special moments for the local children, who would make the most of the natural water park that formed. Kaya and Dolly met playing in one of these streams and quickly sparked a friendship. Every so often, they visit one another. It's not an uncommon friendship. Although they are from different villages, their tribes interact regularly, trading with one another and sharing information and new skills. But since they don't see each other every day, these visits are quite special for Kaya and Dolly. As she leaves the outskirts of her village, Kaya follows a well-worn path across a long, open stretch of land. It leads toward a large rock formation which interrupts the otherwise smooth landscape to the west of her village. The sounds of chatter and children playing have faded to the sounds of the desert. The skies are clear today, as usual. A pair of eagles fly overhead, calling out to one another as they circle in search of prey below. They ride the natural wind currents created by the dry air radiating up from the desert floor. Kaya loves this walk. When she leaves her village, she's immediately reminded of the interconnectedness of the world.